Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, Shasky can't help himself with the Scarface references this morning, acting like he's the only one.
That's okay. Show me back. Yeah.
Another quarter. She let me in the morning.
Look at
it. Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? What was your,
can you give me the Frank? You did a Frank one.
Stoddy, can you
Frank
do
Lopez.
It?
Frank, you can't kill a cop. Whoever says you was one.
That's so good.
That's a five.
That's so good. He ended me with a great
that's
one.
That's so good.
He ended me. He brought it home, baby.
Oh, that's a crossover dude. Right now. Stoddy and Goo. Rose Fedoni and Shasky.
Oh, man. That's great. Oh.
What's up, boys? How are you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got a confession.
Okay, Usher.
All right, that's a four. So I'm on record as saying because I have three kids, anybody that asks you who's your favorite kid, you can't answer. There's not. You love them all the same.
Uh-huh.
And I
depends
do that with
day.
My sports. Yeah. Baseball, basketball, football. Yeah. But guys, I got a revelation. Football just hits a little different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited for Sunday now. And maybe it was because of last night. It was a stinky game. But it's just something about the
can I
NFL.
Something?
Yeah, it's just something.
Because, like, and I know you're a unicorn, okay? So as a Cowboy
I'm
gonna guy.
I'm going to take that as a positive.
No, I mean this
okay.
in a good way. You hate both the Eagles and the Giants pretty close, right? Most Cowboy
Eagles. Yeah, Eagles more.
Eagles
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
So you're rooting for the Giants last night?
No, I'm rooting for my chicken. And that's who I root for. So I didn't have anything. I was with Steiny on Tulane.
Oh, well, please explain. Obviously, your daughter goes to Tulane, Steiny.
Yeah, my bad.
Mary Page, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah. That's right.
One of them. What was the bet? Tulane played yesterday. Who'd they play?
East Carolina.
The Pirates,
yeah.
I got it at 6.5. My partner, I texted him last night. We got it, baby. They won by 7. He got it at 7.5.
Oh.
That's why I don't bet.
Oh, no.
I don't bet.
And then Evan's laughing as his misery.
No.
But yeah.
So what was the bet?
No, it was
Tulane was favored by 7.
But between
7.5.
Clearly it was between you guys.
No. He won the bet. I lost it, but we didn't bet each other.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So he got his people, I got mine.
So I'm going to have a little help today at the ship, right?
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Oh, I had to tell you. I'm a no-go.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're devastated.
I was
going
to break it to you about 148.
No. He's going to text you while you're in studio. Can't make it.
Well, sure.
I don't have the guts to tell you to your face.
Carter came through.
Right. We had someone on, Joe. I want to get their thoughts on this because there is a big game this Sunday.
And your haircut looks phenomenal.
I appreciate you. I'm trying to get more like you.
No, you look great.
I appreciate you. Yeah, we got to talk about Disneyland and Bill Belichick and LeBron. We'll get to all of it, I promise. We had a guest on. Tom Kresnicki, who covers Tampa Bay, did a longtime radio host there.
Pre and post.
It is a pre and post. Okay. Tampa guy with a New York accent, of course. He said Mac Jones has an it factor about him. Do you buy that, Steiny? You think Mac Jones has an it factor?
I think that the way he won the game against the Rams was important. And I think he, the way he went about it, clearly got his teammates excited. I mean, he was a warrior. There's no doubt about it. And I think when you have a backup that does that, then you got a team that wants to play for you, and they have two quarterbacks they want to play. They want to play for right now. Like, here's the one thing I was thinking about with the Mac Jones thing. Does anybody think Mac Jones can stay healthy all year?
Yes.
After Thursday,
how can you be in doubt if he's available after that? That was the worst.
Dude, he's not practicing.
Huh?
Like this week he's not practicing. So, no, to answer your question, and this is just how I feel, I do not think he can last the entire year.
I don't either. And so that's why they need two quarterbacks this year.
You're probably right.
It may change down the line, but I think this year they need two quarterbacks. And it may end up that Brock quarterback 7 and Mac 10 or 10 and 7 the other way. But I don't see any way. At some point, you got to bring Purdy back, right?
Yeah, he's your guy.
And then they've got to see how he adjusts to the game again.
I know.
The week after. Like, you know, Goo, you said this when Lowe said it about he may not be able to practice after weeks of playing. So they... Drew may have to go back and
rename the injury to you guys. Like, it's a serious injury. Turf toe.
Yeah. Well, okay, just real quick.
Okay.
And I'm not picking on Joe, but a lot of people are like, a blister for a pitcher? And I'm like, no, literally.
I just know, hold on. I laugh at the absurdity because people are like playing through like torn hamstrings and stuff. And in baseball, it's different because if you can't throw the ball.
That's everything.
You
can't. Your grip.
But it's just
that's
funny.
What I was getting
it's
at.
It's funny if but you like stub your hand and you're out for 2 weeks in baseball.
I would say it's the equivalent. Yeah. Turf toe is the equivalent to the blister in the sense that it doesn't feel like a severe injury, like a high ankle sprain or broken ribs or something. You cannot do the job.
Right.
Like, you can't spin the ball if you have a blister. You can't move.
It's real.
Fundamentally, if you have turf toe.
And I'm with you, and I'm four quarters away, Spadoni, to your question about, let's just back up and keep it real. I'm not leaving Brock Purdy. I thought he earned that contract with what he did, but the bottom line is when you say it factor, he was around some dudes in Bama. And he mastered that. He was the maestro to where he was a top pick in the draft. So now you get with Dr. Dre, who took Jimmy Garoppolo to the promised land, took Mr. Irrelevant to the promised land. And I'm putting a big rat on the table early, Butch, but coming out of college, who was supposed to be the better quarterback, Brock or Mac Jones? Just answer that for me.
Well, coming out?
College.
One was drafted significantly higher, but it's irrelevant after you've played multiple years in the league, because you are where you are.
But now he's in heaven, Mac Jones under Kyle.
Okay, so let me just pause.
Yeah.
If the Warriors acquired Johnny Flynn, okay, 6 years into his career, would you be making the argument? Oh, I mean, Johnny Flynn was drafted ahead of Steph Curry.
See, no, I wouldn't.
I'm just saying, like, it's absurd to me. Like, Birdie has had a better resume than Mac Jones. That doesn't mean Mac
and
can't be successful
around him.
But it also doesn't mean that Purdy is going to be what he was a couple years ago for the rest of his career. But I think resumes right now, like, Purdy's is more comprehensive.
And I guess what I'm saying real quick, I don't think he's about to return a glass slipper, Mac Jones. He's probably showing us, I'm in heaven with the guru. I'm ready to go. This is no fluke. The more I see him do it, I'm like, oh my God, look what Kyle's done with Mac Jones. I don't think there's another shoe to drop unless Brock is healthy and, hey, you got to come off the field, bro.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because I've never heard anyone like say it factor when it comes to Mac Jones. And I just thought it was interesting because everyone's
talking about, had it at Bama.
Well, yeah, but not even, because his skill set, we all said, was, oh, it's Jimmy 2.0, and it's a younger version. He's not going to do anything sexy. Like, Trey Lance, there was an it factor. The size, the athleticism, the deep ball. Even with Purdy, he's not the biggest guy, but he's mobile. He could do these cool plays. Even that first game, you know, evading pressure, throwing it to Tonjes, it was a prayer. It was just fascinating that I heard it factor when it comes to Mac Jones, and I just never thought about it like that. And another guy that clearly has an it factor, we were talking about earlier in the show. Do you want to continue?
Well,
sorry.
Let me ask about this, because everybody defines it differently.
It's different. Yeah.
Would you say Jared Goff has an it factor?
Not really.
Why?
He took the Rams to the Super Bowl.
Does, but
no one has more passing yards in the NFL since 2017.
Yeah, but I just
no one has more passing touchdowns.
You know what? He can swing it.
I'm going to say he has the it factor.
When things around him are good.
He's good at his job, man.
I think we do this thing on statue quarterbacks that can't have. Did Brady have the it? And I'm not calling Mac Jones Brady. I'm just saying I think we're doing a typecast thing regarding athleticism, maybe, or being able to get to the next level.
No, Brady had an it factor, yes.
Absolutely, right? And so I think the it factor in the Shanahan offense is playing on time.
Man.
And if you play on time, if you play on time, you will succeed. Whether it's Jimmy, whether it's Nick Mullins did for a small period of time, whatever it is. And like right now, Max got, he's playing on time, and so it looks really good. I think this goes back to Shanahan and the offense. I'm not taking anything away from Max. I'm not. I'm really not. Purdy's not played on time for quite some time, and so it's zapped that it factor. But he had it too.
No, exactly. Well, that's what I'm getting at. It clearly you see it whenever we talk about Purdy, and that's why people will say, no, you got to go back to Brock. It's because they think he has a higher ceiling with what he could do with the intangibles and the mobility and all that. Steiny, we asked the question earlier. I want to get your thoughts on it. Who do you think's more responsible for the 49? I have to pick one. I'm putting you in a box here. You have to pick one or the other.
Shanahan.
No, it's not the question.
No, okay.
Oh, wow.
No,
that's not the question. Yeah.
Who has been more responsible for the 49ers 4-1 record? Christian McCaffrey or Mac Jones? Gotta pick one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mac Jones.
Why?
That's an interesting answer.
Because Mac Jones has been better than we thought Mac Jones would be, and McCaffrey's not quite back to where he was.
See, it's funny you say that. McCaffrey is having an all-time season right now. If I was to tell you that, you're scoffing at it. He might be the second best receiver in the NFL if you're just going off receptions. That's what he is right now. 39. Puka is 52. He's number one. He's sixth in yardage in receiving.
Mm-hmm.
He's having an incredible year, right?
How's his running?
Who cares?
Well, he's actually a 21st.
Yeah, 21st, something like that.
Yeah.
But when it goes,
he's only 20 yards behind, 30 yards behind John Robinson.
He's one 60-yard run away from the numbers being 3-1 to 4.
Exactly. It is a career low in yards per attempt.
Yeah, and, that's got to be partly Kittle, maybe it's partly Rust, and they're hoping that halfway through the season he'll get back to being that guy.
I guess what I'm saying is, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HU1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, going to be live from the Laugh Among Studios. It's the crossover, Steiny and Goo with the Morning Girls, Spadoni and Shasky here. I guess what I'm saying that is, I feel like we're not talking about Christian McCaffrey enough, Goo, this season and what he's been able to do when all offseason.
Who looks like he just read like an obituary?
No, he's locked in.
I love you guys.
He's locked in. He's locked in.
What's going on?
He's locked in.
Stymied.
He's locked in right now. The entire offseason, the biggest question mark for this team and this offense is Christian McCaffrey's health. The guy's been healthy pretty much. He's been incredible in the passing game. They haven't been able to run it.
Right.
But I feel like we're not talking about him enough, Goo.
Well, we're taking him for granted, but I'll say this about McCaffrey this year. To me, the usage rate and his health is a grand slam. He's done that. But the Niners have had ailments inside the red zone, so I've heard some people throw it out, a whisper. Has he lost a step? I wasn't there. But the bottom line is he's so great that he's healthy, so he's meeting that metric for me. But when you talk about what you just asked, Stein, it's Mac Jones. This dude was a failure, so we thought. These passes on third down, first down, he's commanding the offense, and that's the reason him, along with McCaffrey, they've been able to do what they've done. And I'm always say this, Butch, a quarterback is more important than any other position to me. I was the O-line, I get it, but Mac Jones has been seamless. He's been a dream thus far, not perfect, so to me, it's him.
He's been awesome. He's been he's been so much better than I ever anticipated. I have a hard time knocking him. But to Steiny's original point, like, I also have a hard time seeing him like upright for the rest of the year. I mean, both quarterbacks.
It's pretty insane. We were talking about earlier.
Both quarterbacks.
It's insane that they've been like hurt this much. And Christian McCaffrey just hasn't been that guy that's been hurt. Yeah. But all the other pieces, when we talked about that guy being the one that we have to worry about the most, we haven't worried about him at all.
We've seen Mac Jones just last Thursday look like he was having open-heart surgery.
Cramps.
Brooks, we didn't even know he got hurt in real time. And even when he played bad against Jacksonville, he didn't look like he was hampered. You know, he wasn't, oh, this
no,
hurts.
I thought Brock didn't look right from the beginning.
I thought Mac was done for the season on that one hit.
I did, too.
He was laying down.
Brock's been like,
down, you know, not moving. They zoomed
they
in.
Went to commercial.
I was like, Adrian Martinez is going
text
in.
Me. He's okay. I'm like, what do you mean he's okay?
Because he ran off the field. Can you just stay hydrated this week? Can we do that? Like, not cramp? Just stay hydrated.
Here's one thing that I will say. Regardless of what happens the remainder of this year, Kyle Shanahan, who is brilliant and also flawed, if he does not invest two picks of their first four into the offensive line, no, I'm serious. Like, my head will explode. My head will explode.
Lock him out the room and say we're drafting
no,
G-O-line.
You have to. You have to make it a priority. You just do. And like, if anything, just a CYA. You know, cover yourself. Mm. You know, you have to make it a priority.
Hey, he's the coach of the year right now.
We're going to talk about it today.
He's the coach of
all
the
right,
year.
Can I ask you a question? Because I'm intrigued. Goo, you been to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times you think?
I say about 7.
All right.
Yeah. And not as an adult, always with the kids. I got friends that go as adult. Yeah.
We were talking about that.
I still think you can have fun. All right. I still think you can have fun. Steiny, how many times have you been to Disneyland?
Once, I think.
Wow.
Once or twice.
What, the opening day?
No, just.
Come on.
But when?
Like 10 years ago?
Oh, 10 years ago.
With kids. Yeah, okay.
With all the kids. And you had a great time?
Yeah, it's fun. Went for 2 days.
I can't, but where is this
going? Overnight?
Well, no, I just, like, we were talking about Bill Belichick.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
And we were talking about that.
There it is.
Is that your favorite ride?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Swear to God.
I swear to God, because it was, it's a little bit funky in there, if you know what I mean. If you're feeling the right way, it's really interesting.
Like Glen Park Station?
Yeah. The Glen Park Station. No. I love the Pirates of the Caribbean.
We were having a good time.
Dead men tell no tales.
Thank you.
So lies good. Or something. I don't know.
No, dead men tell no tales. It's great. I love all the movies, too, by the way. We were talking about like places Bill Belichick and his girlfriend are going because they're on a bye week. Wrong answers only. What's their vacation spot? We said Disneyland. And then the floodgates just opened.
Oh, yeah, then it opened. And I said,
the Jelly Belly Factory was one of them.
So then
Toys R Us.
I came up with this thing. I was like, you know, when you're waiting in line at Pirates of the Caribbean, the boat comes up, right? And there's you get to pick what boat you want to be in. And I was like, Belichick's in one boat, Steiny's in another boat. Which one are you jumping into? What's the more fun boat?
I said Bill.
No, I said Steiny. I think Steiny would have a good time.
I do. I think Steiny. I don't think Bill would have fun
in
there.
Blessed.
I actually said Steiny's the guy that would chill on the bench in the park square right in the middle with the Walt Disney statue and just hang out and enjoy himself, right, Steiny? Is that accurate?
No.
What are you doing?
The rides.
No.
The rides. Love the Matterhorn.
Matterhorn's good.
One of the best.
Yes.
Matterhorn
was my favorite.
Yeah, that's Space Mountain's incredible.
Space Mountain. Yeah. It's now a Star Wars thing. I don't know. It's Space Mountain, but
what's the one?
What, Splash Mountain?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
That's That's more scary than Matterhorn. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking.
We have a poll up right now. Who'd you rather spend a day at Disneyland with? Matt Stein, that's our Bill Belichick.
Oh,
Steiny is ahead 80-20.
Larry David.
He's blessed. That's great. I beat out the most miserable SRB on the planet Earth.
He's not miserable at home, dude. He's having fun at home.
Hey. That matters. This is a pretty big fall from grace for him, though, right?
No, see,
it's pretty bad.
Spadoni, I even call Butch and tell him, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I never get to it, but if I could just do a case study on, can you really ruin one's legacy? This dude arguably is one of the best football coaches ever. Now it's Brady. I get that. He was riding his coattail, but this is just a pimple on the whole grand scheme of his resume,
It's pretty bad, though, right? Like, just hold on.
Yeah.
Yes, because he alienated his franchise quarterback, the greatest quarterback in the history of the sport. He leaves you. You pivot to Cam Newton, a.k.a. Scam Newton, who's wearing crazy hats every morning now. The guy stunk for you then. You bring in Matt Patricia again, who stunk. And you bring in Joe Judge, who stunk after you drafted Mac Jones, who was supposed to be the heir apparent. McDaniels has success with him. He leaves. It's
but
one of the worst dumpster fires.
Six Super Bowls, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because half of them... It's Brady's.
Brady is
the reason for three of those Super Bowls. I'll give Bill credit for the first three.
So does Phil Jackson's final years as a GM take away from his excellence?
A little bit.
I disagree.
A little bit. I view him a little differently afterwards.
You're making it out like he's Joe Paterno.
No. But his decision-making, Joe, since the Tom Brady thing has been god-awful. It's been wrong moves left and right.
Is Pat Riley a giant loser for what happened with Jimmy Butler? Mm. Or is he one of the greatest executives
he's taking accountability, Pat Riley, and said, I actually own that. I could have been better.
Okay.
Bill Belichick will never own these mistakes, is what I'm saying. He won't own it. And that's the difference.
He's been better at his sport than Pat Riley and at his. And Pat Riley's amazing.
The level of humility, though, when it comes to Bill Belichick, having the saltiness about not allowing Patriots staffers.
That was weak,
and scouts to view the practice and hurting his own players that have hopes of becoming NFL players. That's weak sauce.
Tom Landry ended his career way worse than Bill
Sleepy
Belichick.
Tom.
He earned that right.
No, I agree with you, but would you agree that Tom Landry's final, like, 6 years
was horrible.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you earn the right to mail it in. Seriously. I'm being dead serious.
But you think that's what Bill's doing in North Carolina, Stanley?
A little bit.
No, I'm talking more about Tom Landry.
The game had passed him by. He wasn't mailing it in. He just had lost his fastball.
They were
44-0 to the Bears. Remember that?
Clearly, Bill thought he was this great big shot, and he was in the NFL, and he thought he could translate that to college easily, and he's learning you can't.
So has Jordan messed up his legacy by going playing for the Wizards and being the worst owner?
So.
Yeah,
never.
I think so.
The shoe stores
you
are...
You do?
Yes.
Well, as we're talking...
Really?
As we're talking about...
Because I don't like him already.
Oh, okay.
So, no. No, it absolutely does to me, but I can separate. It's greatest player of all time, worst owner of all time.
That I agree with.
Yeah,
this is two
separate.
What about Al Davis?
He was...
And they need a movie on him.
You know, to me, he's kind of like a little like Don Nelson. He's a pioneer. He's innovative. But he did more culturally.
No doubt.
So he's a made man.
But the last decade
was terrible.
Okay.
Similar to Jerry.
Like, why did he get mad at Marcus Allen? Did we ever find out why he got mad at Marcus?
Well.
Yeah, Jerry's, I think, is in that era, man.
There's the OJ with that stuff. Yeah. And then you got Al Michaels, who still hates Al Davis.
So let me ask you this one. Let me rephrase this.
Right.
What if the game had been the way it is now in terms of offense, defense, and just the freedom of offense and the rules? Would Andy Reid be considered the greatest coach of all time had this been this way for the last 20 years and it wasn't a recent phenomenon? Would Bill have been as successful being able to evolve into this era?
I think people are starting to view him as the GOAT now because of his success with all the different quarterbacks.
No, but
he's
what about Philly? That was here we go, Snyder. We had the horrible.
Yeah, but
he
had success with McNabb and
been to the NFC Championship 4 or 5 times, won Super Bowl and didn't win it. You get Mahomes, and now you got 3, and I give you credit.
It's not his fault that his quarterback was thrown up in the huddles and stuff, though, right?
I wonder how history will remember Andy Reid if he can pull a couple more out of the back pocket here.
It's a fair question.
Well, I think the guy who belongs in the discussion is Bill Walsh.
Well, obviously.
Oh, my
gosh. To me, he could have coached in this era.
Not a doubt in my mind.
You know what I mean?
But also, I do believe, as we talk about longevity and Harbaugh and that kind of knock, Bill, it wore on him to lose, and he had a very difficult time navigating relationships. It was part of the beauty and his curse.
Mm.
Mike Dunleavy, 12:30, Warriors GM on with you guys. Yeah. What's the number one question you want to ask him at 12:30?
I'm actually interested in Steve Kerr and his one-year deal while everybody else is on a two-year deal. And if Mike said, you know, he can coach here as long as he wants, how come Steve isn't saying, well, match me up with those guys?
What do you think Mike Dunleavy's favorite ride is at Disneyland?
Well, he's probably gone because he's got four kids, I think, all girls.
But do you know his favorite football team? Just found that out, Spadoni.
It's coming up next on 95.7, The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.